you will want to do something better eventually. Mm-hmm. And just like improving yourself and making better choices every day.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha once again, everyone.
Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to our new season 4 of our DT Talks podcast. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we hope you're still alive and listening.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Terrell?
Oh, new semester started for my university, so...
So he's busy, guys.
Yeah,
he's
very busy, but there's always time for the podcast, so we always have time to talk about things.
Definitely. We are making time for the podcast.
How about you, Deidre? How are you doing?
Oh, I am still surviving as always, guys, for season 4, hanging in there.
Yeah.
Another lockdown, unfortunately.
Oh, sadly, huh?
Yeah. Oh, well. That's why we gotta have the podcast. Gotta get your minds off things going on here.
And all of you guys are getting the vaccine soon, so kudos to you guys. Very, very happy.
Hopefully it'll be faster. Hopefully wherever you guys are, you get vaccinated, you guys stay safe.
Yes, exactly. So I got vaccinated twice already for Moderna. So I'm very happy. I'm very glad that I'll be safe in the meantime.
All right. So with all of that going, we are bringing back another favorite thing from our past season. So shall we get ready now for another favorite guest from previous seasons? Well, actually not guests, our favorite segment from previous seasons. Our wonderful Uncle Terrell with good news for the day.
He's going to be here to talk about the news. Here we go. This is Uncle Terrell back at it again for another news of the goodnewsnetwork.org.
Yes, welcome back.
Yes, thank you, Deidre. How are you doing?
Still surviving, of course.
Very good, very good. Surviving is always nice. That's the Asian mentality.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
It's good that Uncle Terrell got still... have this contract that we're able to talk about the news.
I know, right? We're keeping you as long as the listeners enjoy you, yeah?
Yes, very lucky that everyone liked Uncle Terrell's news segment. Today, we have a very interesting news from China, from the goodnewsnetwork.org.
What is it about?
It says here, becoming a part-time mermaid is a big trend in China. It's as difficult as it is lovely. It says here, is it really any surprise that the world's largest scuba diver training organization is instructing a new generation of free divers in the art and techniques of mermaiding?
That's the first time I've heard that.
You guys can definitely look it up, but it says here, PADI, the aforementioned organization, now offers 4 levels of mermaid diving certification, which is essentially free diving but with a large and sometimes heavy artificial tail that requires a different kind of human locomotion. Humans have always been drawn to forms of extreme movement, and since ancient times, bungee jumping with jungle vines, surfing with primitive boards, or skiing with pieces of wood covered in leather and fur have allowed people alternative ways to move around and get their thrills.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't stopped, and modern technologies like parachutes, or in this case, artificial mermaid tails, have continued this millennia-old pastime. Since 2012, there's a mermaid diver named Lee has been enchanted with free diving, a skill set that involves a deep understanding of human physiology and one which doesn't include any equipment but regular flippers and a pair of goggles with a snorkel. She was the first female free diving instructor in her home country of China, where she now holds position of PADI ambassador.
Yo.
Very cool, very cool. The last part is standardized mermaiding and mermaiding. For that matter, schools, techniques, and competitions have swept across the globe in the last decade, and the percentage of international diving license given out of mermaid diving will surpass all other kinds of the trend continues. So all this interesting thing in China doing, they like to do very weird things such as mermaiding. But Uncle Terrell won't complain because we are human, we are very weird.
Okay.
What do you think, Deidre, after hearing this?
I've seen the videos and seen pictures of it. It looks very interesting and I cannot imagine trying to swim with that because it does look very difficult and it's like heavy, you know. I'll leave that to the fishes and such.
Yeah, fishes will do a better job than humans anyways. But this is just for show. If you want to go watch, go China watch or go anywhere that people do mermaid.
Okay? Or just go online and watch.
Oh yeah, just look on YouTube. Okay, this is the news. If you want to have part-time job becoming mermaid or merman, you can also always go to China to apply. Okay? This is the news from Uncle Taro. Take it away, Deidre.
All right, so that was the news about mermaids and mermen, especially from Uncle Taro. But now, as always, guys, we are excited to hear from our special guest for today, and you'll probably recognize him.
Oh yeah, he is one of our best guests in one of our popular episodes, Christmas.
Yes, don't know about best guests.
we'll have him introduce himself.
For those who don't know me, you should know me by now if you saw the other broadcast or podcast, sorry. I am Atea. My name is Atea Lee Chipsao. I am from Tahiti. I am 22 years old. I think the age is pretty important for this episode, right?
Sure, yeah, yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yes, it is.
So I am a student at Biwi Hawaii, just like Terrell. I used to know Deidre before she left us all, and
wow, say it like that, huh? Used to know me as well.
I guess you can put it like that.
He's a photographer, guys.
I love doing photography.
Yeah, he has really good photos.
You're jealous.
Okay. No, Where did that come from?
All right. Yeah. So yeah, I love taking photography, and I'm a dancer at the Palenjin Culture
Center.
Oh,
back to dancer. Oh,
yeah. I am now working at the night show, not just at the luau.
Oh, nice.
I work from 5 to 9.
Thank goodness I left that job menu. You there.
There are so many reasons.
Oh, okay.
I'm just joking. No, I love dancing. I'd stay. But yeah, that's about me.
All right.
That's cool. How do you feel today? I mean, being our guest again in our podcast.
I feel honored.
Yeah.
I just feel like, whoa.
Wow.
Did I do that good last time?
Oh,
I mean, I
wasn't pretty good.
Sure.
I think it was really fun, actually.
Yeah.
Am I fun, though?
Yes, with your dynamic. That's why we want you to be back here on our next season. Well, this season, especially.
Our guests to feel the positive vibes from Atea. Even though he's been bullying me. Just kidding.
That's where I get my positivity.
Wow, from me?
Sarcasm. It's called sarcasm.
The one.
All right, but thank you though, Atea, for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Guess what is still around in season 4? We are going to be getting into this segment of Would You Rather with our guest, Atea, just to get to know him a little better, especially listeners who don't really know him. So, are you ready, Atea?
Ready as I will always be.
Awesome. Here we go. First question. Would you rather be forced to sing along or to dance along to every single song you hear?
Ooh, I'm very bad at improvising, so I'd rather sing a song than dance to a song.
Oh, okay. I
really?
I'm intrigued.
Even though I can't sing already, everyone already knows that. I mean, like, when you're a bad singer and people already assume you are, so it's like, oh my gosh, it's fine. He doesn't sing well, so no one's going to judge him anyway. And if you tell me to dance to a song, people know that I dance, but if they see that I cannot improvise, I'm like, eh.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not gonna dance.
Interesting.
Oh, then that's good, because imagine if you're in church and you're singing, like, people are they're singing the dance, and then you suddenly dance.
Exactly. And I mean singing to a song is not that bad. Anyone, just like, while you're in the shower, when you hear a song like from a car, just anywhere else, it's like sing to the rhythm or just anything.
Wait, what if it's like those club music or EDM and such?
I mean, I'd rather sing to a club song than dance you to rather a club sing song to a club in front of people.
Okay, let's try one right now. Try an example.
I said, I don't sing well. I'm not trying to chase away the viewers.
I'm sure. Hey, maybe you sing good.
I can view the recording.
Oh, they okay, can, okay. Listen to you. That's why you're singing. That's why, you know?
I know I'm such a bad singer.
All good.
I mean, I'd sing bad on purpose just for them.
Okay, fair enough. That's the case.
All right. Would you rather work under a hot sun or the extreme cold?
I'd rather work under the hot sun.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I hate the cold. Mm. Except if I'm sleeping under a blanket, I love the cold.
Oh yeah, that's
like,
the
I
same
like
with me.
Cozy.
Yeah.
But like when I'm working, just, I mean, I came to PUA Hawaii instead of Provo because I hate snow. I really don't like the cold unless it's for sleeping. Mm.
Like okay.
Like literally, like I'd rather sweat than just. Like even never mind. Yeah, that's my answer. Hot, extremely hot.
Fair enough. Next question. Would you rather be alone all your life or be surrounded by really annoying people?
Oh, I love being alone. So that sounds sad. My gosh.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Damn, what's wrong? Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm so depressed right now.
Oh,
man. No. I'm just joking. I'd rather be alone than around one annoying person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just trying to think about a lot of annoying people. I'd rather be alone.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Like, we're talking about, like, annoying, not like friends being annoying on purpose just to try to push your buttons.
Yeah,
probably annoying. Yeah,
I'd push your buttons and you would still not be annoyed by me.
That's a fair point. Yeah, definitely.
Well, for this question, would you rather lose all of your teeth or all of your hair?
It's like saying, would you rather drink water your whole life or just look bald?
Wow. Okay, I've never heard of that before.
I mean, I'd rather be bald and still eat everything I can than just have to drink my meals.
Wow.
Hey, I've seen people without teeth be able to eat, like,
I mean, I don't know. I don't have, like, those, like,
I don't know, like, teeth replacement things.
Yeah, teeth replacement.
Oh, the dentures.
Dentures. Yeah, that's the word, yeah.
I was gonna say,
the chatter.
I was gonna
toy.
Say retainers. I was like, oh, no.
What? No.
You won't have, man, you have no teeth. What's the purpose of the retainers?
That's what I think. Exactly. I had no idea. I forgot what it was. Calm down, Deidre.
Oh, jeez. Okay, fine. I will calm down.
Okay, final question. Would you rather eat chocolate on pizza or never eat chocolate ever again?
I just hope chocolate disappeared for everyone because I don't like chocolate.
What is this? What
oh
is
my
this?
Gosh, Atea.
Oh, you chose the right guest, right?
Yes, I think.
I guess.
I'm slowly regretting the decision.
I'd rather have chocolate on never eat chocolate again.
You never eat? Oh, okay.
I mean, wow. I don't hate. Okay. I don't hate chocolate.
All the chocolate lovers out there, you guys.
We're
know
sorry.
Who to go after.
Okay, I don't hate chocolate. I just eat it once. It's good, like the first bite. Then it gets boring.
Oh, okay.
Boring. Really?
Okay, dark chocolate that is bitter is great.
Okay.
Milk chocolate.
Hey, milk chocolate's wow. good. Oh my gosh.
I love Atea. Milk chocolate. Man.
Okay, no. Dark chocolate. Anything that's bitter. If chocolate tastes bitter, it's good.
Okay, what about white chocolate?
That's just milk.
Just
milk
plain
in
right?
a bar.
That's actually what milk. I was thinking. I'm actually not a fan of white chocolate, but I was like,
what?
I don't consider that chocolate. It's just like a milk bar with sugar.
Yeah. That's what I would think too.
I like milk and milk and white chocolate.
I mean, white chocolate is not bad, but it doesn't.
No, white chocolate.
It's not chocolate.
Yeah, is there actually any cocoa in white chocolate, guys?
Listen. I doubt so.
Oh, that's a good question. We'll leave that to the comments down below, so whoever wants to answer.
Answer who's a chocolate lover and who's not.
Exactly, yeah.
I apologize. Okay. Ready for this.
It's okay, you're forgiven somehow. Opinion. Hopefully.
Okay.
Well, right now, we're happy to get to know Atea a little bit better, and hopefully our listeners did too. Sorry to the chocolate lovers. Really, really sorry. Yep. All right, Deidre, shall we get into our interesting topic of today's episode?
Yes, let's get right into it. But I know Atea answered this earlier. Do you mind reminding our listeners? How old are you again?
22.
Ooh, 22. And Terrell, how old are you?
I am 24.
Such a baby. No,
man, you're only two years younger than me. What the heck?
Gosh. You see, guys.
What about you, Deidre?
I'm 26, Deidre.
He already answered the question for you. Thanks, Atea, my spokesperson.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 26.
I got him.
Gone.
Yes. Guys, I think I'm surrounded by kids right now.
Hey, we're only like a few years younger than you.
I already said I was.
Yeah. Well, okay. The reason why I asked in the first place was because our first episode, if you don't know from the title of the topic, for season 4, we are talking about signs when you know you're adulting.
Ooh, dun dun dun. Exactly. This episode is called You Know You're Adulting When ... But Atea, at this age, do you honestly feel like an adult?
I said I feel like a kid.
But honestly though, do you feel like a kid still? If that's the case.
Not necessarily a kid. It's just, what does adulting mean? Like,
great question.
An adult. When I think of adult, I just feel like responsible for everything that you're taking care, not just of yourself, but I don't know, that's more like parent than adult. It's more like responsible for every choice that you make, basically. That's how I see it. And I just feel like I rely and I'm very dependent on other sources still. That's why I still consider myself a child.
Other sources such as your parents.
Basically.
Interesting. Fair point though, if that's the case.
Yeah. But let's explain a bit more about this. So the word adulting, of course, it's an informal term and it's been thrown around a lot to describe behavior that's seen as responsible and grown up. And it can be applied to anything from being able to do the laundry yourself, paying your own bills on time, getting your own groceries and cooking. For you guys, do you think there's more to being a grown-up than simply aging out of your teens and learning how to do your own taxes, you could say?
honestly speaking, like, I'm 24. I feel like doing your taxes is so important because I just learned how to do it in the US. Imagine if I go back to Malaysia, you know, I have to file my own taxes in the future when I'm working and... you know, own a company in the future. And I feel like adulting is such an interesting word because you never know when you're actually adulting. Because if you think about it, when you're becoming independent, making choices in life, whether it be responsible or irresponsible, it's a form of being an adult. So I think for my case, making choices responsibly is a form of being an adult.
Is that maturity?
Well, right now, we're not even talking about maturity, right?
I mean, do you consider maturity an important part of adulting?
Well, I mean, but like, so wait, is being mature a part of being an adult? Because like, you don't, some people are able to like do their taxes, pay their own bills, do their own laundry, and do all these many things, but sometimes they just are not mature in a way.
Yeah.
But then,
what
does adulting mean then? I'm not trying to offend anyone. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing in advance. But like, what I'm saying is, that's a difficult question.
It is.
Of course.
And it's harder for us to answer as young adults, you know?
I mean, we can give our perspectives.
But are we adults?
Yeah, are we adults still? Or are we still teenagers?
No, I'm not a teenager. No. Somewhere.
Come on. There was a study conducted by life insurance company Beagle Street that revealed the average British 20-something actually doesn't feel like a grown-up till they're 29 years old. The study asked people over the age of 18 to describe the life events that will make them feel like adults. Most said only once they have a child will they feel like adults, and 52% said only when they get married.
Yes, and in the survey, that same survey, the number one reason why they didn't feel like adults was because 42% of them were relying on their parents in some way, like Atea.
I said so. Hey, said so. Hey.
36% because they live at home like me. 31% with their love of playing computer games. They feel they don't feel like adults because they still like playing computer games. 30% because they like watching kids' movies and cartoons. Oh. I still enjoy watching kids' movies and cartoons.
That's
I
so still interesting. Enjoy
playing computer games.
So yeah, what do you guys think of the statistics of that?
I was right. That's all I have to say. Once
okay,
they have a
pat
child,
yourself on the back.
Once you have a child and once you get married. I mean, that's how I always saw it.
Yeah, that's me too, if anything.
Like 42% because they were relying on parents. That's what you guys said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't feel like an adult because you're still relying on your parents.
Mm-hmm. Straight on the point. I mean, according to survey, but still not an answer. It's an
okay.
Answer. Yes, of course.
It's a concept.
I mean, and of course, this is just conducted to Britain. So yeah. This is not for like everyone. And of course, it always depends on culture and such.
Yeah, that's true. But one thing's for sure, even though the demographic would be just like 52% would feel that, you know, only when they get married, they feel that they are actually adulting. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of makes sense because by that time, you will only be living with your spouse. And then you are making responsible decisions, such as having children as one of them, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'd say like 48% of them just feel that they just still want to have fun as young adults when they're married, right?
That's why I don't rush marriage.
I mean, even the survey here says, like, you know, people don't feel like when they're actual grown-ups until they're 29. So it kind of makes sense in a way where that's when you feel that, okay, I've had my fun and I feel like I should start being serious. So it kind of makes
sense. You know, this is very interesting because, like, when you think about the time period before, you know how in olden days, people would get married when they're teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let's say, for example, there are couples who got married at 14 and 15 years old. Do you then consider yourself an adult while you're still a teenager?
See, that's the thing, though, because at that point, your parents are poor and you're poor. So... You can only
Because back then you marry to help support your family, get a better life.
Yeah.
They didn't have computer games or cartoons.
No cartoons, Disney.
Fair enough, fair point. I forgot what I was going to say, but anyways.
You were saying that, I mean, we're talking about like responsibility at the young age, like supporting the family.
Yeah, I mean, like that's basically what I was trying to say anyways. Yes. Anyways, continue.
It is very interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting. And it has been interesting so far that we wanted to ask others what they think about the meaning of being an adult.
And with that, let's get into the next segment. Here we go.
The way I define adult is that when you start to get out of your comfort zone and start to make a living, you know, actually working outside in the real world and facing a lot of issues and you know how to find solution to solve them. And the moment you take up your commitments and your responsibility to responsible for certain things, then I will consider as an adult. Especially when you know what is good for everyone. I think the moment I become an adult, how do I realize it, is that I think after my father passed away, I mean, all this while I feel like I'm still growing and become adult, but the moment when my father passed away, I realized that I have to take up all the commitments he used to have and all the responsibilities to take care of the house, the car, and my aunt. Because only three of us staying together, my father, me, and my aunt. And since my aunt is a widow and she has a bit of mental issues, she can't work. So I have to work, make a living to sustain the family.
I would define an adult as someone who is fully grown, like a grown up, and who's mature and responsible, perhaps legally responsible for the actions that they take. I would consider myself as an adult. A young one, of course. So I realized I was entering adulthood after I finished my high school because I realized that I needed to make big decisions in my life, where to study and what to study and what are my plans for the future. I realized that I knew that those decisions were entirely on me. I could definitely ask for counsel, but the outcome of those decisions are ultimately on me. I would have to be responsible for the decisions I make. So that's when I realized I was growing up and I'm not a child anymore. Well, I still am my parents' child, but I'm also an adult who needs to be responsible for the choices they make.
For me, I grew up knowing that adulthood was a social construct that varied depending on location, region, culture, ethnicity, as a stage in which one acquires a certain amount of maturity to be an independent human being that is non-reliant of others. Within my own personal term and definition of an adult, I would definitely consider myself an adult at this time, however not at all times. I feel like there are other times where I feel like I'm still kind of as a child or as someone who is reliant on others.
I would have to say the first time that I realized I was actually like adulting, I guess within my standards, was when I no longer needed the reminders of my mom to tell me to like pay bills and to pay for college. Just having that independence to be able to do things without a reminder, without the need or help of a parental figure. I was like, oh, I'm an adult now. I'm doing things independently. I was like, whoa.
Well, there are a few words that come to mind when it comes to being a proper adult. It's maturity and responsibility. To me, a person who is a proper adult has their life together, a stable job, owns a nice house and car, is financially stable. They are just capable of raising a family.
I can't really pinpoint a specific event where I realized that I was adulting, but it'll just be a few mundane things I would do that made me realize, huh, I cannot believe that I'm doing this right now. I feel pretty proud of myself. Things that made me feel more adult-like is, first of all, graduating. Right now, I'm almost working full-time, and I'm currently obsessed with building my credit score. Things like paying bills, planning trips, and traveling by myself, doing whatever I want, whenever I want, being accountable for my own finances, having the ability to treat myself, no need to ask mom, going to the bank, look for my own place to live and buying my own furniture, planning out my schedule with Google Calendar, being responsible for your own fate. Yeah, all those things made me feel pretty adult-like. And the fact that I am more boring and mellowed out, I feel like things that used to be funny to me aren't funny anymore, and my taste in music has definitely changed, and I'm pretty sure I'm much wiser now, and I think about repercussions more. And dating is definitely different. It's more serious now. It's not as superficial. I find myself looking for person's qualities more than just look. It's definitely more long-term. So those are the things about me that I realize that have changed. Hence, I'm becoming more like an adult.
All right, so I'm thinking about it. And how would I define an adult? I'm like someone who's fully grown up. But, you know, I guess you could say I'm fully grown up physically, but like mentally, I don't know. I feel like an adult is someone who has things figured out. They have it together, you know, like my parents. I feel like they have it together. But do I? Definitely not. But I feel like there's times where I feel like an adult. Like, for example, the other day, one of my residents came in and they're like, hey man, I'm super sorry I'm late, like for a curfew. And he was like 10 minutes late. Realistically, not a big deal at all. Pretending to be an adult, I was like, hey, you know, it's not a big deal this time, but let's just not make it a habit, you know? So sometimes I can feel like an adult, but do I have it all together? Definitely not.
Those are very interesting comments, huh?
Yes, that was very interesting. It made me think a lot about what they said.
Oh yeah? What stood out to you, like, Atea and Deidre, from that?
That's a lot of responsibility. Like, they talk a lot about being self-reliant, a lot of being... Yeah.
Independent.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, independent, being able to support yourself financially and to take care of others also.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I think when you have a family household, and you need to support them, that's when you know you're adulting.
Like, boom, you're already an adult. That's really hard work, especially at a young age. Let's say you're even a young adult, like you just came out of your teens, and you have to do that. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's a lot of hard work and sacrifice, for sure.
Yeah, and like I feel like when you are adulting, you will start to see white hair. Or gray hair that's growing off of you.
What the heck?
Yeah, it makes sense. That's how you know you're getting wiser, older, and more
responsible. I mean, unless you're like... Adulting is going wiser.
Love that.
That's the one.
Hey, I know some people who have white hair, gray hair when they were teens, and it's because, you know, it's like genetic stuff. So.
Oh, fair enough. If we put it that way, yes, of course.
Hey, white hair looks nice.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, white hair actually looks nice. It's quite cool. But yeah, well, you know, in the dictionary, like Collins Dictionary, the definition there of adult, it says that an adult is a mature, fully developed person. An adult has reached the age when they are legally responsible for their actions.
Mm.
Which makes me not an adult at all.
Yeah, that makes me not an adult also. So, yeah.
You see, guys, I'm surrounded by kids.
Yeah, we're not as responsible as you, Deidre.
No. I'm not saying that. But really, though, for you guys, when was the time that you realized you were actually adult?
Start zero.
My podcast. Anyways. I think the time where I feel that I'm an adult is the time where I have my schedule ready. You know, back then, when you were younger, you just do whatever, and then whatever comes in your way, you just do it, right? I mean, even now, you know, some plans will not always be on point, but because I have a set schedule, it's weird that I feel like I am at that age where I need to plan things out. I no longer can just do whatever and whatever happens, right? So I think that was a time where I realized, especially this semester, I feel like I'm an adult way more than ever because I just started to become more responsible in planning.
Oh, I felt like I was a more... I don't know. Like, because I felt like I was more of an adult when I got my first job.
Oh.
Which was at 21.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Like, when you start... like making money for your own and you don't have to ask like your parents, hey, can you buy this for me?
Oh yeah.
And I just feel like hey, I can buy it for myself now. I don't need to ask you anymore.
That's,
I mean,
true.
Even like I just felt like I could do it myself now. I didn't have to wait or be like, you deserve most things that you earn, and I just feel like you worked for it and that makes you more of an adult. And that's how I thought I was getting into adulthood. And sometimes, like, what you buy with that money isn't responsible at all. And you just feel like you wasted everything you just worked for. And that's where my young years come in.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you know that you are getting
hashtag
older.
Savings.
All gone. Yep, basically. What about you, Deidre, though?
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. I would agree that, yeah, when I got my first job, I felt, wow, I feel more independent, more responsible, paying my own taxes, saving my own money, or just living away from family, yeah, especially while you're in school. But then, even though I know by age that I am an adult, for some reason, like, coming back home, even though I have a full-time job, like, I'm doing things as an adult, I still don't quite feel like one. In a way, I still feel like a child to some people. And it doesn't help as well, like, if people think I'm younger than my age, then it's like, oh, I don't feel quite as an adult as they do. And in my job, I have to speak to a lot of people from different ages, and a lot of them are also older. And when I'm around older people, I feel even less of an adult.
Dang.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Not quite sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way because we always feel like the ones who are older than us or have been here longer tend to feel that they are more adulting than us, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course, they have all the experience, they're very mature and such, but it's like, it's just weird that even for someone like my age, why do I still feel like a child, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it shouldn't be like this, should it?
Or maybe that's the key. In order to become an adult, we have to become like a child.
Facebook.
Atea sound effect.
Well, not in a literal way, but in a metaphorical way, you know, we... Yeah.
I don't know, there's a lot. Because, again, I remember we were talking earlier, back in the day, it is different. They get married younger, and, you know, times change. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's also same now that maybe we all feel we won't fully mature or live up to people's expectations nowadays.
That's right.
Yeah, because, you know, technically a lot of people my age now, they have kids who are like 5 years old, 4 years old.
Yeah,
they're married, they have stable jobs and such. And I'm like, I do tend to compare myself to them. I'm like, shouldn't I be doing that? But then I'm like, no. That's, everyone has different timelines, different paths.
That's but true. Do you feel that they're more of an adult than you, though?
Yes, I do feel like that.
Well, you shouldn't.
Yes, yeah. Adea, I shouldn't. Exactly. I shouldn't.
Says me, 22.
Yeah. Let's see you in a couple of years, Adea.
Yeah, let's see if you actually change.
Yes.
All right. I have a question. Mm-hmm. What would you say to those who actually have a fear of growing up and becoming adult?
Do you guys have that fear, though? Do you fear growing up?
No, I think it's funner.
It's more fun being funner? An adult.
I think I prefer being an adult than like younger.
Yeah, because you have less restrictions and you make
interesting your own choices. Decisions. You make your own choices.
Questionable sometimes, but yeah.
Guys, sometimes it's a scary thing though. Sometimes. Like especially when you have to be fully accountable for your decisions that also affects other people's decisions like say the same household.
I mean, but that's going to happen eventually. You're going to have to assume your own choices.
For Atea especially.
You know, it just reminded me when I was younger, I remember how I always wanted to grow up. Like, I always look forward to, I want to be 16. And then when I'm 16, I want to be 18. When I'm 18, I'm like, I want to be 21. And then at 21, I'm like, can we stop?
Can we stop? That's it. That's all I wanted to be.
I'm still going into 30. Here? I can't wait to be 30.
Really?
No, because then when I'll be 30, I'll finally look 18.
Okay.
He's Asian.
Okay, but back
jeans.
To answering Terrell's question. What would we say to people who have a fear of growing up?
I think all you have to do is just enjoy the journey. Don't stress too much on what's happening that's right in front of you. Always remember who you are as an individual. And adulting is just a way that we are using it these days. We can never know when we're actually adults. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that make the most of what you're doing right now. If it's your passion, just do it. Including that, if anything, if you are going along with your passion, you technically are adulting already because you're making a responsible decision for your interests and more importantly, maybe even your future career. So I feel that you shouldn't fear, but to look at every bright side as you can and not focus on like becoming an adult is a stressful thing. It will be a stressful thing no matter what. But at the end of the day,
even your teenage years were stressful.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure, yeah.
But at the end of the day, you got to tell yourself that you got to enjoy the journey.
Well, whatever you do actually makes you grow up.
Yeah.
Because any decision you make or just any choice that you do, you will want to do something better eventually. Mm-hmm. And just like improving yourself and making better choices every day is adulting, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can't escape it. You're adulting anyway.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good thing. Adulting is fun because you make memories. You'll be like, oh, wow, I used to do this before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned
right.
that, yeah, I agree with that.
And then you just look back at yourself and laugh.
And you're like, why am I so silly?
See how much, see how much you've changed,
And then you eventually end up loving the changes you just had.
That's true.
Because you change into the person you want to become yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm done.
Great comment, though, by the way. What about you, Deidre?
Yeah, I think for people who are scared of growing up, I think the fear is the fear of change. So I guess for people like around my age group, like 25 to 30 years old, I feel once you reach that age, it is a very crucial time because one of the audio responses, she mentioned that her circle of friends is getting smaller, And I see that actually myself. You know, when you're younger, you want to be friends with everyone. You want to get to know everyone.
Of course.
And that's a good thing. Like, you want to be friendly and such. But when you get older, you realize who are the ones that matter, who you can help and they will help you. You know, you have that support group in your circle of friends. And then at this age is when you start to realize your parents are getting older. And then you're starting to clean the financial mess from your 20s, from your college days and such. And you're figuring out your career, your health. So there's a lot of that fear. But as Atea said, like, you have to embrace that change. This is you progressing, becoming better. And let's face it, we all will be adults eventually.
Yeah.
So find time to heal yourself. Take it slow. Remember, everyone has different life paths. We have different backgrounds and such. But we have our timeline to do things. So do what works best for you, I would say.
Yeah. And enjoy the road. Enjoy the show. Mm-hmm. And enjoy the journey. Because it's not a short one. It's going to be a very, very long one, becoming adults.
Yes. Just be safe, of course, guys.
Oh, yeah. Just make sure you are responsible for your own actions.
Yes. Okay. But speaking of responsible, last question before we end this. What do you guys think are some signs that you're a good functioning adult?
I guess, like, one thing that I thought of immediately was just managing finances.
I was thinking same. Oh, yeah.
Oh, these think boys are thinking about finances.
Yeah, but it's true though. Like, when you know how to manage your budget and your checking savings, you're able to know what's going on with you. And if you have a family, you know how much you should balance your budget in your family. Or if our case, you know, young adults as college students, we have to pay for tuition, right? We have to balance things out and to be able to know how much we need to pay and how much we can save in order to for our future goals and all that. So I think that's a good function as an adult.
Just check your credit score regularly.
Anything else besides that, Teo?
That was a joke. Some signs of good functioning adult. I mean, I feel like you know you're a good adult if you feel like you're a good adult.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? If you feel good about something, then that means you're good at something.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Even something, sometimes you might not feel confident about it. Sometimes it's not about confidence. If you feel good about it, then it's good. Even though I'm not saying doubting, but you fear, you think you could be better, then that's great. Mm-hmm. Then do better. But
That's like playing sports as well, right? Like when you're practicing, let's say badminton.
Exactly.
Just letting you guys know, Atea's the Tahiti champion for for badminton. Yes, exactly. So I guess metaphorically speaking.
He never followed up with me the match that he wanted to play.
Really?
I'm sorry, I didn't want to.
broke my heart. But you know, I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Metaphorically speaking, Atea and Awais, like if we're talking about badminton, if we are really good at it, then we'll know we are confident enough that we are good at badminton. If you're turning into an adult soon, if you know what you're doing, then you know that you are a good adult for sure.
If you know, you know.
I was a little confused at first, but
Well, I'm saying like if you have experience and if you are good at it, then you are good at it. That's basically what I was trying to say.
Well, okay. It's like, for example, it's like, I mean, I dance.
Okay.
So if you know you're good at a dance when you know the dance.
Yeah, because you practice it.
Because you practiced it. Like, it's adulting needs practice. That's all I have to say. And you'll know that you're good at it when you get it down.
It's true.
You can't necessarily get it down entirely.
But
it
takes time.
I make a point here.
It takes time and effort and
Deidre,
practice.
I get it.
I have no comment.
What about you, Deidre? What's a good functioning adult?
Okay, well, you know, guys, one thing I never realized until someone pointed it out, as an adult, you will always be cleaning your kitchen.
Oh my gosh.
No matter what, you're like, if you're gone the whole day, and then of course you're going to go there, you're going to be cleaning, you eat, and then you clean. I mean, I don't know, I always do that.
I think it's just cleaning in general.
I always feel like I need to clean up. Some signs I think also of a good functioning adult, I feel like you guys mentioned, manage your finances. Yeah, that's a sign of a good functioning adult. Mm-hmm. When you are first able to take care of yourself, okay, then you're able to take care of others. So remember to take care of yourself first, know how to take care of your health, your grooming and such. Another thing as well, when you can accept feedback gracefully. That's something I learned, especially in the work field. You know how like when we're younger, we always like want to point fingers and say this person did this. But when you're a good functioning adult, you are responsible, you're mature enough to accept feedback gracefully. If people don't like your work, you know how to accept it, and you know how to apologize sincerely.
Yeah.
And say no respectfully. So a lot of it is respect, being mature. And one more important thing, when you can empathize with others.
Oh, yeah, because of definitely.
Yeah, because of many experiences you had, because you become more open-minded, you're able to have empathy. So that's how I feel are signs of a good functioning adult.
That's very true. Amen to that. I mean, I you already answered basically what I was trying to say. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, like, I wasn't talking.
Yeah, because Atea zoned out.
No, honestly, like, you're becoming humble. Like, the more you grow up, you understand that.
Yeah.
I mean,
basically. That's why Terrell said earlier, right? Like, you become a child in a sense. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also, in a way, I feel like just to reemphasize about getting constructive criticism and to actually absorb it instead of just being shallow and say like, oh, why am I like this? You know, you're like this too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because sometimes you never know that sometimes you are the problem.
It's true. It is true.
But it's sometimes.
You're not seeing it from a different perspective. You know, that's why you're like, you always think you're right. You're right. But you have to think outside of that.
Yeah, exactly. And you just got to see if you're willing to take that in, if you know you're wrong already. Mm. Or in this case, if you don't know you're wrong, when you're wrong, then you have to admit that you are wrong.
And
you
exactly.
And you have to apologize. And I feel like that's a good way of not only showing humility, but showing a sign of maturity as well as being an adult.
Yeah. So it's okay if you feel like, oh, you're still living off your parents or you still live with your parents and all that. But if you can have those signs of a good functioning adult where, you know how to take criticism, you know how to manage your time, manage your finances still, then it's fine. You are a good functioning adult.
Definitely, yeah.
Even if you like playing games, computer games and all that.
I feel like there's nothing wrong with playing games or like just
playing games. Yeah, it's a hobby. Yeah,
it's definitely a hobby. And you gotta keep your interest up, right? You can't just work and be an adult forever. I mean, that's the point anyway, sometimes living.
See, that's
this
the thing. People have this perception that adults are boring and they don't have interests, but that's completely opposite.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Let's just say fun is different for teenagers.
Yes.
True. That's very true.
Shallow sometimes,
kids,
but
whatever. Yeah. I'm just joking.
Yeah. Not if you are teenagers, sorry that we said that, but we've had enough experience. And
I just said earlier, I'm still a kid.
And
you will one day be like us.
Yes, exactly. One thing that I want to point out as well is that, you know, we were teenagers before. We knew how immature we were when we were younger.
Oh, yeah. I know how immature Atea was. Just kidding.
I still am.
There we go.
But yes, back to your point, Terrell.
I kind of forgot what I was going to say, but...
One more thing, as an adult, you forget what you said. Yeah.
Well, basically, we will all have no choice but to become adults. But it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Something that we all have to experience and we all have to be responsible of in the future. So that's why I say... Make the most of it and make joy. I mean, make joy.
Make you joy.
Yeah. Have fun in that journey.
It is fun.
Going to be, at least, if some of you are still teenagers.
I mean,
how do you feel now being the end of the episode?
I'm the youngest one here, and like, no. It's just, I really enjoyed this episode. It was really cool about adulting. I definitely learned more, honestly, just talking about it, because we don't really talk much about it, because I didn't
exactly
pay attention
to it.
And I just enjoyed this episode very much. Thank you for having me again.
Thank you. Mahalo.
Much mahalo indeed. So we hope you like you guys like Atea.
He's wonderful. Better like
his wonderful
even
dynamic.
Though he doesn't like chocolate.
What am I gonna do anyway?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, well, once again, thank you, Atea, for being our wonderful guest. You have given wonderful inputs as well as being our wonderful guest here today, and it has been awesome. Please be sure to follow him on Instagram. What's your Instagram?
Well, my photography account, or
Atea.photography. Yeah, on Instagram. So follow him, and if you want to book some appointment, hit him up.
Please do.
All right.
Well, friends and family, thank you so much for listening to our DT Talks podcast season 4. We hope that this first episode that we have about adulting has helped you to understand a little bit more what it's like being an adult. And yes, at least give it an idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, season 4 has a lot in store, so we hope that you are enjoying. And please be sure to tune in more for next week.
Yes, please.
Definitely. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram, DTTalks_podcast. And on our Facebook, DTTalks Podcast. And, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So, once again, thank you so much for listening. And this has been...
DT Talks.
Bye.
Bye.